Simon & Schuster Audio presents Practical Wisdom, The Right Way to Do the Right Thing by Barry Schwartz and Kenneth Sharp. Read by the authors. Barry Schwartz.
Part 1. What Wisdom Is and Why We Need It. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Need for Wisdom. We Americans are growing increasingly disenchanted with the institutions on which we depend. We can't trust them. They disappoint us. They fail to give us what we need. This is true of schools that are not serving our kids as well as we think they should. It is true of doctors who seem too busy to give us the attention and unhurried care we crave. It's true of banks that mismanage our assets and of bond rating agencies that fail to provide an accurate assessment of the risk of possible investments. It's true of a legal system that seems more interested in expedience than in justice. It's true of a workplace in which we fulfill quotas and hit targets and manage systems, but wind up feeling disconnected from the animating forces that drew us to our careers in the first place. If it were only patients, clients, and students who were dissatisfied, it would be easy to affix the blame on the doctors, lawyers, and teachers for not caring or for lacking the expertise to help. But the disenchantment we experience as recipients of services is often matched by the dissatisfaction of those who provide them. Most doctors want to practice medicine as it should be practiced, but they feel helpless, faced with the challenge of balancing the needs and desires of patients with the practical demands of hassling with insurance companies, earning enough to pay malpractice premiums, and squeezing patients into 7-minute visits, all while keeping up with the latest developments in their fields. Most teachers want to teach kids the basics and at the same time excite them with the prospects of educating themselves. But teachers feel helpless faced with the challenge of reconciling these goals with mandates to meet targets on standardized tests, to adopt specific teaching techniques, and to keep up with the ever-increasing paperwork. No one is satisfied, not the professionals and not their clients. So how are we to make things better? Generally, we reach for one of two tools. The first tool is a set of rules and administrative oversight mechanisms that tell people what to do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?